This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yeah, they got some really nice girls down there.
Rumors spread around, and I have to take the town. Right the shack outside LaGrange.
LaGrange?
You're not a ton of...
It's to my back.
Just let me know.
Luckenbach is to my front.
No.
Oh, I'm in Fable, Texas.
Do that home.
What's left of it?
On the range.
How? Clyde Lewis is our guest.
I'm with you.
He said, basically, if you just tuned in, that they've abandoned all reason, they've abandoned any rules, winner take all. And, you know, people think, oh, most cultures develop chivalry because they're wimps. No, the most aggressive, the highest IQ, the best warriors always have chivalry because we don't want to kill women and children because we know what happens once you go down that path. It brings things out in people that create dark ages. But the Democrats particularly now and leftists all over the world are defending radical Islam, even though it's antithetical of their leftist views. They're cheating in elections. They're anti-free speech. They're lying about people. Alexandria Cortez came out and said, oh, Laura Ingraham says, you know, basically I'm a dumb Latino woman. Where's the clip? She didn't say it. You're the liar. You're the racist creating that. And so when there's no bottom, these people think, oh, I just took the bottom out from you. But more often than not, when you take away the guardrails in society that were put there by experience, you now go off the edge of the cliff, not your enemy. And I see this all the time where people throw caution to the wind. They don't care. There's like they don't understand, Clyde. I think that's what you just hit. How would you quantify that? Just a recklessness, only thinking one-dimensionally? Because I see more and more people aren't thinking five, six, seven steps out.
I think it's the pyramid that's been upside down. It's all players are supporting the same policies of centralization, and many of them say, okay, we'll just give the elites the power to basically make decisions for me. But here we are at the bottom of the pyramid. Many people are at the bottom of the pyramid, and there are numerous legitimate divides among common citizens, and the divides are real. They're not false. And these divides that we're having right now, the elites seek to exploit in order to destabilize this country. And here's the thing. I know why you're the scapegoat, Alex, and this is why. Because we have one divide that we have here, and we hear a lot about it. It's the cycle divide between old-school Democrats and the new Green Deal. Okay, those are the socialist communists, and they're the ones that are basically saying, oh, we're being pooed upon and picked on, and they should be, because what they're doing is they're proposing something that's anti-American. So, and then we have another vitriolic divide, and that one is between common-sense conservatives and the double-down socialist cult within the Republican Party. It's the double-down socialist cult within the Republican Party, conservatives and liberals, that are using you as a scapegoat, because there's this covert divide, and it's created another breed of conservatives. There are neocons, and there are other conservatives. There are classic liberals and classic conservatives, but the pattern is usually observed, and when anyone says, well, I'm one of those people that's in the middle, and I want to bow out, they'd say, well, that's conspiracy theory. You're a conspiracy theorist. You're a radical.
Exactly. If you don't buy into whatever the left or right orthodoxy is, right, and you're asking right questions, well, you're the devil.
And that's why we have Q. That's why we have you. That's why we have me. I mean, you more than me, because you get out there in the trenches and you basically expose yourself. So, you know, we have these sovereignty activists that say, well, let's unseat the system and put in people that are outsiders. And that's why we got Trump. Well, then the Democrats took a cue from that and said, well, why don't we unseat the old school and put in these young, vibrant people who say things that are new and improved, like, you know, anti-Semitism on one side and the Latina who speaks about socialism and communism on the other. And while these other old school Democrats are going, well, we don't necessarily support this, but they won't say it because I
think... Well, you're right. It's all getting more volatile. Very thought-provoking talk. Clyde Lewis, have a great weekend. Great show tonight. 10 o'clock. Thank you so much. GroundZeroMedia.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, folks. We'll be back with Jack Posobiec. at OAN Network, also Naval Intelligence, big Trump booster, smart guy. We'll talk about all the big things happening and Trump striking back against censorship. NewsWars.com. Spread that link, please. NewsWars.com. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Sobek is an American news correspondent for One American News Network at Twitter at Jack Posobiec, OANN.com. And I've got some exciting news that Jack brought to my attention. Cloud TV is one of those big, fast-growing systems like Roku, and it's got hundreds and hundreds of channels, and InfoWars is top-rated on Cloud TV. It is now the top-rated one. They only put us on there a few months ago, outranking The Blaze and Newsmax. CloudTV.com. Great system. I've replaced Roku at my house since they took me off. The Sandy Hook family lawyers went on the news and said, Jones is sending people to our houses on there right now, taking him off air. None of that was even true. Never sent anybody to their houses. They were back on NPR last weekend saying it. It's clear and present danger, like I'm a big bad wolf. But that's how they operate. But Cloud TV has stood up against that. And you learn why we're being taken down, because we're number one. Just like when we were number one on news. We just happened to launch our app 2 weeks before the big banning last August. And we were already in the top 50. And we shot to number one in news. So they delisted it and then removed it. You can still get it on Android. I won't talk about myself, but this was pointed out by Jack Posobiec. So I appreciate him joining us. Jack Posobiec, of course, has run one of the biggest grassroots pro-Trump sites, originally from the Philadelphia area. Jack has worked for four presidential campaigns, as well as numerous candidates for Senate, Congress, and governor. He's a veteran of the U.S. Navy with multiple deployments overseas. He's fluent in Mandarin Chinese. Just, that's why I wanted to get him on. Weeks ago was about China. He was too busy. But now Trump signed this order to go after the universities, violating free speech. That's so smart. Best place to hit. He controls that funding via the executive order. There'll be a battle, but still it points out what's happening. This is the cavalry coming over the hill. I'm going to get his take on that. And then General Dumford, the chairman, saying, look, Google and others have just basically moved to China. It's beyond China stealing our stuff. They're just taking over our DARPA infrastructure. Obama set this in motion. And Jack's worked in China, done work there, obviously, classified work, other things you can't get into. But, Jack, it's good to have you here with us, and it's great to see your shining face there. Give us your take on either one of these issues first, and then whatever else is on your radar screen.
Well, Alex, appreciate being on. Thanks for having me, as always, and appreciate you standing up, of course, for freedom, standing up for the First Amendment. We're seeing it now on the college campuses, and it's fantastic. So much of the territory there, so much of what's going on college campuses is a travesty. And I've actually been something, this is something I fought all the way going back to my own college days over a decade ago, I actually brought David Horowitz and the David Horowitz Freedom Center onto campus with me, Temple University, 2006. We sued. We actually sued our school over academic freedom because we received public funding, a little bit of public funding. And so you can go back and look at this. It's all in the news and local in Philadelphia. We sued. We brought in state legislators. We did all sorts of hearings on this, and we had students, myself included, give testimony over the bias of these professors, talking about what they were talking about, pushing their politics in a classroom where you shouldn't be pushing politics at all. And back then, 2006, that was right when the global warming stuff was really, really kicking off, so that was a huge topic. But I think it's today, and it's great the president is doing this on campuses, but we also need to look to the social media censorship. And one thing that I've actually been in discussions with Ron Coleman, who's a free speech lawyer, and others about is not necessarily about what can be done at the federal level, but what's very interesting is he started to think about it in a different way. He said, what about if we looked at this from a state-by-state basis and actually used state legislation in some cases to make it possible to bring legal action against these corporations for shutting people down? And here's the specific language that he was using: shutting them down without breaking their actual terms of service. So here's how it would go. And anyway, it's just really something that we're brainstorming right now. But it would basically be a Consumer Protection Act. It would be a consumer protection of digital rights. And essentially it holds them to their own standards. It says, if you have terms of service on your service, right, on your platform, what they call them, edge providers, so Facebook, Twitter, Google, etc., YouTube, and this person has not broken that terms of service, or you cannot provide any explanation as to why they actually have been banned or have been shut down without providing a specific break, and if you're not applying that across the board to all pushers and all users of your content, or people who put their content on these platforms, then it would create a mechanism by which people who had been wrongfully treated, and essentially what, because of what it is, it's discrimination against political orientation, right? We have gender discrimination, we have religious discrimination, but we don't have protection for political orientation yet. We don't have protection for political ideology yet in this country. And that's what this would set up. You'd be able to then bring forward a legal case on a state-by-state basis.
Sure, and we see Louisiana now moving in that direction.
Right, and so we're looking at Louisiana, we're looking at Florida, other possible test states for this to be enacted and move forward. And then we're also going to be working with people who are big on those states and hopefully trying to find people that have been banned in those states. Donald Trump Jr. has been really big on this, pushing this fight back because and we think if we do it on a state-by-state level, obviously it's going to be the more conservative states. Conservative AGs are going to be on board with this. But then the other ones will have to join in. And if we can get enough support behind it, if we can get enough backing behind it, then it's going to end up being national anyway, because
Facebook's
not going to sit there and try to figure out one set of laws or 50 sets of laws for each of the 50 states. No, they're going to go with one standard and they're going to use whatever the strongest standard is. So we set the standard with this legislation.
Well, for 30 years, big tech has been treated like royalty. They can do whatever they want. That honeymoon is over. And their abuse of the people and all the things they've done has now left them open. So there's going to be a fight between the left, the right, and everybody else over the new architecture. And I just think the left and the universities creating the propagandists who then people the big tech are just racing for the finish line. But I think at an instinctive and also historical level and a gut level, it's going to boomerang around and backfire on them in a big way. And I think Trump going after the money to really the incubation center of the censorship and the tyranny, the universities, is a giant opening salvo. What do you have to say about that, and what's the word in D.C., Jack?
I completely agree on that, and this is something in D.C. where it really caught them by surprise. They didn't see Trump moving on this front, and that's been something that the president has always been very careful to do and always been very smart to do, is that he doesn't approach these systems and he doesn't approach these issues the way they assume he will. So he doesn't attack things directly, right? People don't realize, and as you said, they don't realize that the universities are a pathway to Silicon Valley because so much of Silicon Valley is in bed with these universities. They don't realize that what he's doing is essentially, it's like when you're up against an enemy force and you're attacking their supply chains. He's going into the back end, figuring out how they work, figuring out where their weak spots are, and then using that against them instead of attacking them directly on the front.
Sure, it's like blowing up Nazi tank factories. But instead, he's going to go in and say, the brainwashing stops, you're going to quit it, or I'm going to take your money. And again, just like the CIA, which is the same thing as Google, recruits out of the universities, that's what they're doing. And they use it as an incubation center to teach them there's no free speech, to teach them to censor. Then they take them out of that cloistered group and put them in a command position as a censor, as a surveiller. It's really outrageous. They built their own private intelligence agencies with SJWs within big tech.
Yeah, we're actually seeing a lot of this in terms of what they're doing is they call them off-site contractors, third-party contractors. Jack Dorsey referred to them as off-site laboratories, which I thought was actually interesting, and it was something that he mentioned on a podcast recently. He talked about off-site laboratories, the specific phrase they use, that are being used to monitor this content. So because so much of it is done outside of house, we don't have the same protection, the same insight, and it gives implausible deniability.
And next up, we know where a lot of it's being tested, China, where they can get away with it completely with Dragonfly and more. We'll talk about that with a China expert, Jack Posobiec, in our final segment with him. Really appreciate him joining us. Again, folks, Cloud TV, CloudTV.com. Go get it. It's awesome. And we are number one out of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of channels. Stay with us. Infowars.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
So, Susan Wojcicki, the head of YouTube, was on with Kara Swisher at the Lesbians in Tech event in San Francisco. And Swisher said, my adopted 13-year-old son, you know, likes Ben Shapiro. And I want him banned. And the YouTube lady says, yeah, I want to ban him too. They go, yeah, well, we banned Alex Jones. Why can't you ban him? She says, I told you to ban him, and you did. So they're out in the open. I didn't violate their terms. I didn't beat up a kid on a video. They just made that up. And it's this arrogance of these people. And now they're working with China, YouTube's parent company. They're lying to Congress about it. And now General Dumford has come out, the Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman, and said they're really concerned because they won't even work with the Pentagon. And I've learned what's happening at Google and places. Their employees will even rebel against the owners and the managers, and they do whatever they want. And it's literally this rogue, out-of-control group. It's one thing if they don't want to work with the Pentagon, when they were set up by the Pentagon, set up by DARPA, but it's a whole other thing when they then run to China, who holds the world record in tyranny. Jack Posobiec, I know you've got a lot of inside baseball on this and lived in China and been in naval intelligence. What's coming out of this? What's your take, and what needs to be done? Because it's like an outrageous crime, like Google moving to China and helping oppress their people, helping build systems to censor us here. It's so big, it's almost like too evil to fail. Well, because something should have already been done, Jack.
Alex, to take this to a higher level and to get at what I think General Dunford was talking about, and also what we're looking at a macro level, and I appreciate that you do look at this in terms of a macro level. China has a 100-year outlook on their program right now. They're pushing forward towards 2049. 2049 is going to be the 100 years of their since they founded the Communist Republic, People's Republic of China. And so for them, it's they want to take all of the power, the social, political, and economic and military power of the world and shift that balance of power to China. Because in their mind, they're shifting it back to China because China at one point was the leader of all of Asia. And so for them to do that, what they're actually doing is they're pushing forward. And you can see this is in all the academic journals. Everybody, they're very open.
Oh, the Chinese century. Our so-called elite hates America. They've wedded this, and the Pentagon needs to know it's their job, A, to stop this. B, it's Congress's job. They disrespect America. They've used our open society against us. And so if our government doesn't stop this, they're aiding and abetting it, in my view. But you're absolutely right, Jack. Please continue.
Yeah, so you're looking at it in terms of the investors, you're looking at it in terms of social media, Hollywood, you can already see, is completely bought out by China. It's basically run by China at this point. Half of California is run by China at this point. And so for the Chinese, they view it as their upswing in the world in terms of geopolitics. And it's also seen that way by the elites and by the investor class and by the ruling class. So they want to be in bed with China because they know that they have decided essentially that China is going to be the future. They've decided that China is the market to be in. And for various reasons, they basically see America as in downfall, America as in decline. Barack Obama used to say this publicly, that America is in decline. And you hear this around D.C. all the time, that America's decline just needs a soft landing. America just needs to be, you know, a failed experiment, and we can go back to the way that things used to be before 1776. This is the type of discussion that people used to make before Trump came around, before freedom fighters like yourself, like One American News and others came around. They thought that America was going to fall and that China was going to be the next future. Well, unfortunately, even though America is having its resurgence, the capital, the money markets, everything else is still moving in terms of China, still pushing in terms of China being that winner. Because even though Trump is doing so much and we're doing so much to fight what's happening, they still have that 100-year outlook that has not changed.
I've never heard a better breakdown of this. And the CFR, all of them, set up China, gave them all our industry, propped them up because our corrupt elites wanted to work with an authoritarian system. Unencumbered by our republic, by our courts, by our rules. And so that's why they've made the deal, because the globalists are authoritarian and they believe China is the model to leverage out everybody else. But if we stop them in the middle of the process, they're very, very weak. You've lived over there. You know that they're teetering because of their oppression of their people, of the corrupt party system. So the elite over here are trying to export the Chinese social score here as fast as possible and kind of line up with China before we take the country back and take Europe back and defeat them. So I want to ask you, how do we accelerate that? How do we make sure that happens? And how do they ever put the genie back in the bottle now that America understands that this double cross happened? Because they fought so hard to suppress this understanding. But once this understanding is there and now it's front and center, isn't it really game over?
One of the biggest things that President Trump has done that actually affects this in terms of the macro level is actually his tariff scheme, his tariff agenda. By putting tariffs on those companies and on their supply chains that they had already set up. Look, these companies go global because they're looking for cheaper markets. They're looking for cheap labor. They're looking for lax environmental standards. They're looking for being able to get the biggest bang for their buck, and they don't care who gets exploited by it. That's what goes on throughout Asia and specifically China, because they have this massive labor pool of people that in some cases it's little more than slavery or indentured servitude in terms of what they receive. And so that's where that's where all of the tech is being made. And so with Trump putting tariffs on that, with Trump putting tariffs on those supply chains, he's directly impacting the bottom line, their bottom line. And by directly impacting their bottom line in every step along the process, you hear this ridiculous argument that it's a tax on consumers, that it's a tax. No, it's changing the supply line.
China has had an unfair trade advantage set up deliberately to transfer our infrastructure, which is a national security issue over there, and Trump understands that. My issue is it's a one-way street with China. They're giving companies zero tax if they move there. It's beyond a clear and present danger. And until that regime has changed, we need to stop thinking about our own elites taking it over. It's never going to happen. We have to cut them off, bring them, to heel, and then try to bring in an unauthoritarian system there, or we can't merge with something that's as bad as Hitler or worse, in my view. And I don't think Dumford talking to Google is enough. This is outrageous espionage, outrageous criminal activity. They've all lied to Congress, and I'm not an authoritarian, but this is a war. And I've told Google and Apple and all of them, they're lucky that we, because in George Washington, you know what George Washington, he was alive today and saw them do this, what George Washington would do. It'd take about 5 minutes. And so that's the real response to this level of treason, Jack Posobiec. We got 50 seconds left. What do you think Trump should do?
Trump needs to do more and more to end these corrupt supply chains. He needs to cut off the ties to China that we're in terms of spreading our wealth and sending our wealth to China. He needs to continue to
do that. And their foreign meddling in our media and elections.
And we need to roll up the ongoing Chinese espionage operations. We saw that with this massage parlor scandal, the people that were actually penetrating the government. We saw it in the Senate. We saw it in the House. Dianne Feinstein, her driver, all of this. The Chinese spies, the operations, they're here. They're here now, and they need to be shut down.
Wow. Jack, please come back soon and get into the espionage networks and what China's done to us. I'd say, it's 50 times worse than Russia. What's your number on that? I mean, how much bigger is their penetration of the U.S. than Russia?
1,000 times.
About 1,000, yeah. All right, Jack Posobiec, One American News Network. Great job, and on Cloud TV. God bless you.
Thank you, guys.
We'll be right back with Joel Salente. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that's undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
To every student and young American here today, don't let anyone stop you from doing what you know is right, from asking questions, from challenging the powerful. or from speaking your mind. And that's the primary reason we're here right now. You're going to speak your mind. You're going to be fair. You're going to be reasonable. You're going to do it well. And you're going to speak your mind. Never, ever quit. Never give in. And never back down. Keep standing up for your values, for your classmates, and for your country. And you can be certain that every day of my presidency, we will always support your rights and your freedoms and your future. Thank you all for being here. This is a great honor for me. I've been watching this for too long. I've been watching things that are unwatchable, and I don't like it. But we're going to do something about it. See, we like to act as opposed to just watching and saying, oh, isn't that a shame? We don't say that. We don't say that. And I want to congratulate everybody for being here. You have just a tremendous future ahead of you, and this will make it a lot easier, and you get that point of view across. And listen to the other point of view. Maybe you can be changed, and maybe not. I doubt it. But maybe. You never know. And you know what? If you can, that's okay. And you'll change them, too. You're going to change them, too.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
And here's Jeff Landry, the Attorney General of Louisiana, with the big state attack that's about to pop up. I'm told over 30 states are going to be filing suit and taking action in the next month. So people get the tech censorship with the Chi-Coms is the literal takeover of this country. And now suddenly everything you heard on the show a couple years ago is coming out of the Joint Chiefs of Staff's mouth. It's coming out of the president's mouth, because we're here covering what's really going on, but we make it safe for everybody else to come out and say it later. We hit the barbed wire. Gerald Celente joins us for the next 45 minutes or so. I'm going to go to my good friend here in a moment. But first, since I mentioned Jeff Landry, here is the Attorney General making the announcement.
We've seen what makes America great is the fact that no one is bigger than the people, right? No one is truly bigger than the government, which, of course, is a government of the people. And when corporations historically in this country, in our free market economy, have amassed monopolistic power and the power to basically control the economy, then the people have stood up and said, you know what? Enough is enough. Something must be done. And look, there's been a lot of positive that has come out of, of government taking action in this type of matter.
So what type of action is on the table?
Well, I think that all action is on top of the table. In a couple of weeks, in fact, I think it's next week on the 25th, there is a roundtable being conducted by attorney generals in front of the FTC to discuss this, to discuss, you know, the harm that it's placing on consumers, whether or not it would lead to antitrust action against the companies, or whether or not we should be looking more carefully on any mergers or consolidations or buyouts by these tech companies.
Ladies and gentlemen, people are waking up all over the world. Doesn't mean it's fun for those of us at the tip of the spear. Joe Celente, he's been on Oprah Winfrey, he's been on every show out there, best-selling author since the 80s. He was trending higher than I was just a few years ago on Google, but they just censored and shadow banned him. Didn't matter, he just keeps beavering away. And that's what we do. Because when you're censored and you're blocked, that's the mark of your accuracy. We're going to talk to Gerald Celente at trendsresearch.com. She's still on Twitter at Gerald Celente. We're going to go to him in a moment. Please don't forget, we're listener supported, and I try to make it easy. I go out and say, what's the highest rated air filter that's at the lowest price? And I get it. I've become the biggest seller of it, so I get even bigger discounts and pass that on to you. We go out and find out what's the best fish oil from the top maker that's certified organic. Been tested, because I know they're going to test it, and I want it to work good for you, but I know where we're going to be a target, so I go out and get whatever's the cleanest and best already, just because I know I'm a target anyways. Plus, I want you to love the product. And it's the same for our turmeric, our bodies, or our Happy's formula, the natural herbs to help calm and give focus. Or Survival Shield X2 that I thought we couldn't get more of, the pure iodine, the good halogen, the X2. It's back in stock. Knockout, the great sleep aid. You know, I talked to some of the developers about 5 years ago, and I said, you know, it's $19.95 for a bottle of melatonin. How much melatonin does it actually cost in that bottle? They said probably a dollar. And they sell it for $19.95. I said, well, will it go good with all these other things like L-tryptophan and valerian root and chamomile and lemon balm? And they go, oh, yeah, that all works synergistically together. Well, I'll just put all that in there, and then I'll sell it for $19.95. And sure, it'll cost me five, six times more, but that's still like $6 or something. And we sell it for $20, 60% off right now, so it's even lower than that. It's $11.98. So that's my philosophy, and it works really, really good. It's organic. Sometimes the batches are so strong, one pill will knock you out. Sometimes it takes two because it's organic. This is not a drug. It's not a chemical. It's from Mother Nature. So InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and so much more, and your purchases make it all possible. All right, going to Gerald Celente of TrendsResearch.com. Gerald, you know, I could always ask a bunch of questions of you, but you've always got a lot on your radar screen. But I do want to get to your report card on Trump, which I think went up a notch with him going after these anti-free speech bastions that are called universities now. The supposed place of free speech has become the inverse. And also Trump trying to pull out of these wars, and but the government, deep state, trying to block him. Mueller's report about to come out. The Trump going after the Federal Reserve, pointing out they're the ones trying to stagnate the economy. There's so many things to get to here. The culture clash, even Bloomberg. Michael Bloomberg said, what's all this thing that white men are inherently evil? The Democrats have gone crazy. I mean, this is getting, when Bloomberg's saying it's insane, we'll probably see the Southern Poverty Law Center call him a Nazi next. It's just a crazy world. What would you as a historian call this period we're in right now, Gerald Celente?
Well, when I was a kid, they used to have a thing called the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus. It was the greatest show on earth. Now the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus is out of business because it's been taken over by the greatest freak show on earth. Name the country, look what's going on around it. I've never seen anything like it. And, you know, the big issue, one of the very big issues, and Trump, what I was just listening to, is on censorship. I mean, this is supposed to be the country of freedom of speech. One of our top trends, Alex, for 2019, it's right here in your Trends Journal. Censorship 2019. Freedom of speech, freedom of expression, forget about it. From the United States to China, from New Zealand to Nepal, censorship is a mega trend. Now, remember, we wrote this in December. What did they just do now in New Zealand? You're not allowed to put up anything the government doesn't want you to put up. And in one day, zam, boom, bring in all your arms that we don't want you to have.
And now they're banning Jordan Peterson books.
That's what I'm saying. It's getting worse everywhere. And in the United States, oh, you know, I mean here, Facebook curbs anti-vaccine posts.
Oh, I wanted to go there. Oh, stay there. We're coming right back. You'll have the floor. If you even try to show an insert to a vaccine saying it can kill you, if the insert says it, they will take down videos of inserts. Incredible. Talk about that with Gerald Celente, the medical tyranny. Think of all the stuff, medical stuff's done in drug companies. Now they're saying you don't criticize them or you're shut down. Wow. Gerald's right. Censorship is on the offense. Stay with us. TrendsResearch.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert.
If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-9444. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-9444 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-9444 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit StartLivingYoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit StartLivingYoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at StartLivingYoung.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might feel a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
By now, you know that wireless technology like cell phones do, in fact, pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Best-selling author predicted last year it's only going to get worse this year on a global scale, and it has. And then every time a precedent's set, YouTube does some strikes, takes some of my videos down for false reason. That then becomes Jones is banned from the internet, and then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, and thousands of publications then ask other platforms, well, why is he on? He's banned. And so now the head of YouTube said, oh, I agree. We took Alex Jones down. We'd like to take down Ben Shapiro. I'm going to play that clip in a few minutes. Gerald Slinte's going to 15 minutes with us in the next hour. And I've gotten so punch drunk to all this. I saw this article last night, and I never even remembered it this morning. Brighteon, that Mike Adams runs, that carries our show, They were threatened with criminal action by the Australian government if they didn't take everything down. Not that we're going to block your web address like they've done to Zero Hedge and others in New Zealand, just we're going to come after you, quote, at gunpoint with international force. Now, remember, they said they took some of our fan channels down because we showed the video. We didn't show the video of him in the building. We showed him walking around with a gun and what it said on it and him in his car, which the other media did. So as Gerald said, we just suddenly have gone to the point now, you can see there's a Bruder film, you can see Nazis killing Jews, who wants to, but, you know, it's historical, it's on PBS, to now you can't see this. And Susan Wojcicki, did I say her name? Everybody else is like, yay, we're going to do it. So Gerald, it's like the floor fell out. Get into this and where you think this is going.
Well, you know, go back. Those of us who are old enough to remember when the Internet really became the Internet, this was going to be the place for free speech. Everybody was applauding it. And now, of course, they're closing it down. And we were just talking about how you can't run Facebook curbs anti-vaccine posts. Pinterest is blocking search results about vaccines to protest users from misinformation. So they're deciding it. But how about this story, Alex? Just came out yesterday. Medical News Today reports that in 2011, doctors wrote 402 million prescriptions for drugs in America. In the U.S., there are 36 million serious adverse reactions to medical drugs per year. Over 2 million serious side effects. On and on and on and on. But you're not allowed to say any of this. Talk about being banned. When we put up our Trends in the News videos or our Trend Vision 2020 podcasts, they get flagged by Google because I called Beto O'Rourke the white Obama. Can't say that. I can't say economic 9/11. Can't say that. Everything is being censored. It's a fascism has taken over.
And by the way, you're right. Beto O'Rourke is literally, comes from nowhere, synthetic, talks in a fake voice, powered by the same people. But you mentioned it before the break, the vaccines. The inserts of every vaccine, no matter what it is, says, can kill you, can give you cancer, can cause neurological disorders, can cause seizures. And what do they ban? They go, oh, you're giving out fake medical stuff. Meanwhile, as you said, the OxyContin company said, we're going to addict everybody and then have a bunch of slaves we control. And then you've got all these other Bayer knowingly putting HIV in the Factor VIII, all the nightmares of all these companies and all the recalls. And they're telling consumers, people who've had their kids die, you can't go on Facebook and say your kid died. You can't go on Facebook and say you had a bad reaction and your daughter got paralyzed from Gardasil, or show a local news article where the doctors admit it. No, we call that fake news. This is crazy.
Again, it's to take over what was supposed to be the free Internet by the monopolies, as that Louisiana, the folks from Louisiana was saying. And by the way, I just want to say that in these times where people are being censored like this, do what you can to support InfoWars, everyone listening out there. Because if you don't, all you're going to be getting is propaganda. Because that's all they're feeding us.
Well, let's expand
again,
on that. You never put yourself. I put my money
where my mouth is. Because I love the products that InfoWars has, and whether it's the filters for water. One of my favorites, of course, is Super Male Vitality. It keeps me going. But people have to support those of us that are putting the truth out there, that we can't be bought out and sold out. It's only going to get worse. It's happening around the world. Again, we didn't put it up as one of our top trends for 2019 by mistake. And it's not only the right. You look what happened during the midterm elections. This is a conspiracy theory. Facebook took down over 800 sites. And you know what they were? Things about police brutality. Things about government that they didn't like, they didn't want to hear. You mentioned what's going on in Australia with Zero Hedge and others. It's one after another. And then you look at Google, they were behind Hillary Clinton's campaign. I'm not making that up. That's not a conspiracy theory. They were doing the algorithms for her. They were feeding her the information. That guy, who was the CEO that left?
Well, he didn't really, he heads up Alphabet, and that, of course, is Eric Schmidt.
It words out of his mouth, and meeting with the Clinton people when they were in Brooklyn.
Well, he said, we will deliver the election to the one who deserves it and who has the superior leadership, President Clinton. He called her President Clinton, and then they looked bad when their cheating and their meddling didn't work, so they had to call an American grassroots movement Russian, which is asinine.
Yeah, and I think you spelled Schmidt wrong.
Well,
you said it wrong, because this has an SH, and you could get rid of some of those other letters in the middle, because
exactly.
That's all they are. You know what Google did to me? You remember when I had to take them to the New York, the federal district court in New York, and became a federal case because there were fake Gerald Celente websites out there that they wouldn't take down? Cost me over almost $150,000. Guess what? There are new fake Gerald Celente websites out there. I won the case. It was a federal district court case. It's there for everybody to look at. They refuse to take the new fake sites down. They won't take them down. And it's because of the same reason that they do to you. They censor me. They put fake Celente information up there so people can attack me. And after taking them to court, winning it, they refuse to take it down.
Gerald, looking at all the trends, what do you expect to happen now? Because the so-called left worldwide is quarterbacking all this authoritarianism. Populists and nationalists are trying to resist it. Trump's starting to do something, but it's just they're so arrogant. They're so entitled. And when we come back, I'm going to play this clip of the CEO of YouTube admitting that she wants to ban basically even mainline conservatives. I mean, this is just open authoritarianism.
It is. And again, you know, it's been coming along. We've been seeing it and talking about it. And you know, again, that's why I'm saying to people, do what you can to buy the products from InfoWars to keep this going. You know, people say to me, you know, oh, you're out. I said, so I'm on Alex Jones. I say what I want to say. Don't tell me what to do. I'll go anywhere I want to go and do anything I want to do. I've been on Alex a long time. I say what I want to say. I agree with a lot of what he says. We don't have to agree on everything. He doesn't have to agree with me. It's freedom of speech.
Because we're not in a cult. We're not in a cult. And I love how everybody tries to police everybody and tell them who to talk to and what to do. Exactly. These are busybodies. They're sick. They're out of control. By the way, you never plug yourself. The power of people physically getting your magazine, and after they read it, leaving it at the dental office or at the library or at the college, that's how you change the world. And now more than ever with the censorship, hard copies like your great magazine are precious. Tell folks how they get a subscription to the Trends Research. I know it's trendsresearch.com. They can sign up for news alerts as well.
That's right.
And his Skype just broke up. Just go to trendsresearch.com. Gerald, are you back?
Yep.
Okay, good. Sorry, you broke up there for a minute. Go ahead and tell us how the easiest way to subscribe.
Just trendsjournal.com, trendsjournal.com. The new edition's just out, and you should see the cover. The National Freedom, the National Cannabis Freedom Act. Take it out of the hands of the government and let the people vote on it. We want to have a national referendum. Treat it like every other plant that nature gave us.
All right, we'll be right back with Gerald Celente to look at the military, to look at communist China, and where he thinks those trends are going as well. And we're going the 50-hour broadcast with lots of open phones later.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Globe.